This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. And all things considered, their success is more than fair. Now here's one more effort for only positive motivations, they swear.
Segment.
Another podcast.
Segment.
Each app different from the last.
Segment.
Swiss Army knife of shows.
Now
meet your two emphatic hosts.
That's from one of our earliest videos. It's like you trying to do stuff with
and
the
it still
metal
slaps.
Fingers. Yeah, it's still it's funny.
Black Parade, yeah.
Yeah, it's like we're giving metal, for you're not watching, we're doing the rock and roll.
Yeah.
Index finger
rocker.
Pinky.
Yep.
And then it stuck to the point where we're like trying to like fix our hair.
Yeah.
Lift up a cup, and it's really hard because we can only use two fingers.
And in that video, I think you go to a vending machine.
Just
and then
one.
You go to a vending machine, you can't press one of the buttons,
machine,
so you
yeah.
press two at the same time.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you go to a hot dog stand.
Yeah.
And you hold up the rocker.
Can
and
I get one?
You mouth one. And then you get two
we
hot dogs. That
in
was great.
2006.
Yeah.
17 years ago.
What? Was that 17 years ago now?
I think so, yeah.
Sad.
I wanted to sort of apologize slash give you the room to admit defeat.
Mm.
In last week's episode, we played the celebrity game.
Yeah.
And you beat me by going Stevie Nicks, which
right.
we thought ended with X.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of tweets and messages and posts, DMs,
mm-hmm.
that Stevie Nicks is actually spelled N-I-C-K-S.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that at the time?
At the time, no.
No.
I didn't know that. I know that now. And I mean, it's just, it's the exact same thing.
I sang for you.
Yeah, you did. And you know what? This happens all the time in sports, in competitions. You know, it just happened to the New York Knicks. I think last night the ref said that they called a foul on somebody shooting a three. They said it wasn't a foul, but the Rockets won the game.
Yeah.
My beloved Tottenham Hotspur, I believe they beat Liverpool this year 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a disallowed goal in the first half that should have stood.
Interesting.
These things happen, and you have to be prepared because the game can't be perfect.
Yeah.
You have to be perfect. Do you know what I mean?
That's really
you should have
cool.
stood up for yourself. You should have known that Stevie Nicks didn't start end with an X.
For whatever
why
reason,
why don't you
I
sing for me now?
Oh, boy. I can make you satisfied in everything you do.
What song
Elliot
is that?
Elliot Smith. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's from Good Will Hunting.
Okay, cool.
That should be another bet that we do. The loser has to read a movie out loud.
Oh, I had a really dumb idea in my head the other day that it can never be anything, so I'll just say it on the show.
Sure.
You know the really powerful end of Good Will Hunting?
Yep.
When
I guess you could say Mom have to see about a girl.
No. It's when Robin Williams is telling Matt Damon, it's not your fault.
Right.
He's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not your fault. Like, stop it. You know, it's not your fault. And they have this really big
emotional hug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in my head it was just instead of saying it's not your fault, he just keeps on saying it's not that big a deal.
I know.
It's not that big a deal. That helps you get over your trauma.
Yeah. My parents do that a lot, both with us growing up and now with our their grandchildren.
Yeah.
It's like they spilled and they cried. It's like, it's okay. It's not that big of a deal. Yeah. But now that's like their attitude towards everything. It's like stuff that is a big deal. It's like, it's okay. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
The other day, some stuff is a big deal.
Totally. The other day, I was giving Gemma a bath and I like laid her down on the counter before the bath and she like, she doesn't like getting undressed. So I'm laying her down, but she's sort of like grabbing at my arm, trying to like not go down. But I like bring her closer and closer and she's like pretty close. So I'm like, okay, there you are. But then as she's getting closer, she just kind of like leans her head back and hits her head on the back of the
counter.
And then she starts crying. And my reaction was like, instead of saying it's okay or anything, like Jill was right there. I was like, that's not my fault.
So you were trying to soothe yourself.
Yeah.
Not
I felt
her.
So bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't want you to cry. I didn't want her to cry, but I was like, that's not my fault.
Yeah. You can be in pain, but don't be mad at me.
This is the worst thing you can say.
This is not on me.
Yeah. That's not my fault.
That's almost funnier than it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Saying that's not my fault. Instead of it's not my problem. Yeah.
And it also was my fault. Yeah.
She hit her head.
Oh, come on. She hits her head all the time. She hits her head all the time. If she hits her head doing something that she wants to do, doesn't bother her at all.
Yeah.
She's reaching for a toy. Yeah. She smacks her head on the side of the counter. She's like, whatever.
She's she's almost like trying to frame you or something.
Yeah. She was like, I'm like, I know that didn't hurt you that much, but you're kind of already on the edge. You're already doing something you really didn't want to do.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
now you're just fucking embellishing for the sake, or you lean in. And
it's like when you get back in, you're like you at the grocery store, you forgot something. You're like, God damn, I have to go back inside. And then as you're going, you like stub your toe on your car. Or something.
Now that hurts more.
Yeah, it hurts more because you didn't want to be doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We should say we're back in the studio together.
That's right.
So
that's
we can talk over each other quickly. We can. Mm-hmm. Point to the screen right now. It's just our podcaster.
Yeah.
But we could put anything on.
There's no delay. Oh yeah, we could do a 50 like tweet today.
Yeah, we could do a 50 like tweet for sure.
Yeah.
We could really do anything we want.
Anything we want.
And that's the beauty of segments. It's
we could clear these tables out and have a wrestling match.
We can have an oil wrestle or a mud wrestle. Any liquid,
right.
Almost like a viscous
wrestling.
You and
I could do a wet t-shirt contest.
We could do a ZQL contest.
Which I guess, what is a wet t-shirt contest?
It's just where you wear white t-shirts and then you get really wet so you can sort of see.
But
like,
why is it a contest?
Who has the
nipples
best
are more visible?
Yeah, exactly. The most visible wet t-shirt sort of style.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, so we could do that.
We could easily do it.
Yeah. I'm wearing white already. Okay.
Yeah. Let's try to stick to segments that are evergreen / doable even
over
Zoom.
What's not evergreen about a wet t-shirt? White t-shirt contest? Or
a white t-shirt contest. That's how they were invented. It was I misheard you. All right, everyone, line up for the white t-shirt contest. Wet t-shirt. No, white t-shirt.
Who's taking the best care of their white tees?
I can see their nips.
Oh, my God.
They don't do that anymore, I bet, on MTV, because it's considered like sexual harassment. Like,
it's objectifying.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Which is why we're not going to do it today either.
Right.
You thought a good segment would be to come up with a movie or musical?
Yeah. I think we did it a long time ago by accident on If I Were You. You came up with a
pretty good film.
House Mouth?
Yeah, it was House Mouth. It was a horror movie about a house.
Yeah.
Like the house is haunted and it's like a personification of the house.
All right. So wasn't that hard?
No.
We'll come up with another one. A film.
Yeah.
We'll do a Disney or a Pixar, an animated, a kids film.
That's even easier.
Yeah.
Because there's like basically no rules.
Right.
Fish can talk. Toys can walk around.
Yeah.
It's so random sometimes.
Right. And that's kind of the, so what's the magical element here? Is it animals? Is it fairies? Is it princess? Is it underwater? Is it inanimate objects are fine?
I think definitely. Or is it like emotions are personified as?
Oh yes, yep. That's
sometimes
another one.
Sometimes they'll do like I'm anger and I'm sadness,
right?
And it's a different character.
Yeah, and it's just like a red bubbly guy.
I think we start with the star of it, and we sort of back into it.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, who's the biggest fucking star in the world
right now?
Probably Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Yeah.
So Taylor Swift is. What do you think?
The Littler Mermaid.
It's like
the Little Mermaid,
ass.
But she's so
ass.
Tiny, dinky.
It's almost like a tadpole.
Yeah. Tadpole okay. Swift.
I see.
Okay. So Taylor
Tadpoles
Swift.
Tadpoles basically are like little sperms that become frogs.
Yes.
So the idea that, like, what's a pre-mermaid?
Right.
Because you never see a baby mermaid.
Yeah. What did Ariel, the little mermaid, look like when she was born? She probably looked like a little tadpole.
Yeah.
And that's what Taylor Swift will be, the littler mermaid.
Or the littlest mermaid. The littlest, or like a dinky-ass mermaid.
The dinky-ass mermaid starring Taylor Swift. And yeah, so it's like kind of the origin story.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and the beginning, she's born. She's a tiny little dinky mermaid.
Super dinky.
And then, like, okay, so we have the star. We have the...
Because I already see the poster, Taylor Swift as...
The dinky mermaid.
Yes, exactly. Or, like, plays, not Ariel, because that name is taken, but, right. Like, something with a B.
Burial.
Burial. Okay. A burial.
Burial.
Yeah, burial.
So burial the dinky mermaid.
Yeah, mermaid tadpole.
Yeah.
And then it's like her, to her it's like the whole world, but I bet it's like a small little pond.
Yeah, oh, that's interesting. So it's a tide pool maybe.
Yeah, or like a koi pond at a fancy hotel.
Right, oh, that's good.
Like a resort.
Oh, so instead of Prince Charming, she falls in love with either like a bellhop or somebody staying at the hotel.
Yeah, or like a so kid like, falls in. I wonder if a kid can fall in.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of fun. What if a kid falls in? That's good because it's reversed. You know, it's not like in the Little Mermaid, Ariel gets feet from Ursula. Yep. You remember Ursula?
Oh, yeah. No, and, wasn't it her? Oh, she exchanges her voice.
Yeah, yeah. She makes a trade, a devil's bargain with Ursula for feet. And then she goes up and she has to kind of
convince. But she can't talk.
Yeah, she can't talk.
Why does Ursula want her voice? Because she can't talk or?
No, Ursula can talk. She sings a song before.
Better than probably Ariel, I think.
Yeah. She's jealous because she's an octopus lady and she wants the voice, you know, for her own means, her own devious ends.
Yes, exactly. What's a Faustian bargain? Doesn't it seem like that would come into play here, that means?
Right.
Faustian. So, like, imagine, like, the tadpole, the dinky ass mermaid played by Taylor Swift making a Faustian bargain. But what do you think that means?
I don't really know what that is.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Faustian, I'll guess that it's bargaining something you don't have to bargain.
Or like or you want something so badly that when you get it, you're not even that happy about it.
Interesting.
Yeah, like a Faustian bargain or something.
All right, so Taylor Swift, as the dinky mermaid, Burial,
Tadpole,
makes a Faustian bargain.
Bargain, that's really cool.
With a tyke that falls in the koi pond at the fancy hotel.
It
where
can
she
even be
lives.
An infant that actually slipped out of a hands of a proud father,
right?
And then like slaps it hits the top, the surface tension, and then it just like hits, and then she sort of lays like sort of floats down to the bottom.
And then
at
does
that point, the
Burial save the infant.
I think that's like almost like it's considered like a supernatural event to her because it's like holy shit, now there's like this for her giant baby,
right?
Because she's so small,
yeah.
But, like, it's part of basically this Faustian.
Yeah. It's Faustian. What happens in Act 2?
interesting. I get what you mean. Like, what's the goal? What's the premise?
Right.
What is she trying to achieve?
What does Burial want?
And how does she get it?
Yeah, exactly. Does she want out of the koi pond?
I think so.
That's a little that mirrors the Little Mermaid a little too much.
Right. She wants to go out and, like, see Prince Charming and all that stuff.
Maybe Burial enjoys her time in the pond.
In the pond.
And wants more people to live there.
Right.
So she's kind of like evil. Maybe at night she drags people who are in the hotel by themselves into the pond with her.
That's Faustian. I wonder because a lot of these movies and superhero stuff right now is like this gray area of morality. You don't know like who's the bad guy, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Like this bad guy, but it's actually like, is he that bad? Because he just, you know, he's the Joker. He wants to see the world burn or something.
He's just messed up in some way.
Exactly.
He's unmedicated.
Yeah.
Right.
So I wonder if like the tadpole
of your world.
That song is taken, but we could easily just slide another one in there.
Yeah. part of your...
Swirl.
Right, because it's the drain is going down.
Yeah, oh, that's good. That's like
they're cleaning the pond.
Exactly. So the water's getting lower and lower and lower. The tadpole is fine because it's super dinky-ass.
Part of your swirl. I was something in my throat, so if that didn't sound good, it was just because I had a flaky croissant for breakfast.
Keep
but
in
I
mind
think
it would
on
be,
the day when we're recording, I won't.
It won't be you. It'll be Taylor Swift.
I will. Well, I'll have to. I'll record like the scratch tracks for her to go off of. And at the end of the day, if she passes on the project, I can play Dinky.
Right. So the water's going down.
Yeah.
Which sort of is like a timer of the entire.
Right. That's our ticking clock.
Exactly. It's a metaphor towards like us hurtling towards
oblivion,
climate change that we can't stop.
Right.
So the water's getting lower and lower. The tadpole is getting bigger and bigger.
Oh.
Taylor Swift realizes, holy shit, Mariel, at a certain point, it's going to be too much, too fast, too soon. So she's going to be able to try to convince the fetus, or not the fetus, but the infant.
The infant, yeah.
The infant that fell into the pool. Yeah. She has like a few moments. For her, she's small. Everything takes forever, but it's actually like a few seconds. So like, imagine dropping Gemma in a pool or a pond.
I won't.
For you, it's like, oh, shit. Oh my God, she's okay. She's okay. She's okay.
That wasn't my fault.
That took 2 seconds. But in the pond world,
right? Time works differently in the time works differently in the pond. It works a little differently in the pond.
Yeah, she's setting up the stakes slash universe or the physics, the reality, the Faustian bargain that's happening, which is basically the smaller you are, the slower time is.
Yes.
It all exists like super stretched out or fast, whatever. However we want to fucking
Time works
do
a little
thing.
Differently in the pond.
Exactly. Yeah. Time works differently in the pond. And that could be sung by either Taylor or the Sebastian
Taylor
style.
Swift or Taylor Lautner,
yes,
who will be playing like, Sebastian.
But like a smaller version of a crab. What are those like when you had pets as a kid and they were like little crab, like
sea monkeys?
Yeah, a little sea monkey. Right. So he's like a little sea monkey.
So time works even slower for him because you can't even really see a sea monkey.
Oh, really? It's that small?
Yeah.
Jesus, that
changes waste.
A lot.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that's too small.
Well, we could go down into like the, you know, micro. So then that's kind of interesting because
Osmosis
then Taylor
style.
Slash Burial looks larger. Because it's almost a story of relativity and subjectivity.
Yes, because like to her, she's
and it's
dinky.
Faustian.
It is Faustian, the bargain. But like for her, she's small to us.
Yeah.
And then the infant that you dropped.
Huge to her.
Exactly.
But Taylor Lautner, a sea monkey, Burial is actually very big to him.
Yes.
So I don't know. There's something there.
Is there like an equivalent to that? Like with regards to anything you've seen
Faust?
Ever before?
Like I've never seen anything.
Which
I don't
is
think.
Good.
Interstellar deals with some of this stuff
thematically.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm interested in doing time jumps. The way Interstellar did, you know?
Yeah.
So,
have you seen Ad Astra starring Brad Astra?
Yeah, I have.
So,
it would be an Ad Astra meets Little Mermaid meets Inception meets Interstellar
slash Little Mermaid slash
Battlestar Galactica.
Finding Nemo. Yeah, exactly. Taylor Swift, Taylor Lautner, Brad Pitt. Which is so like honestly, you don't even need to say anything more than that.
I feel like having those people attached, that sells the movie, and I don't even want to pitch it anymore.
Right.
Like if you're not buying this in the room, if you're not giving me a monster advance to write this movie with these stars attached, with this A-list talent, with Taylor Swift
Lautner.
And Brad Pitt alone, Lautner is added value. Because I don't think
he's
Lautner,
the third character.
I
like,
love
the
guy, but I don't think he opens. He doesn't open a movie on his own.
He doesn't
these
have
days.
To because he hasn't. Yeah, I don't think he's been in the film since Twilight, which is 11, 12 years ago.
I'm sure, yeah, well,
it's weird as fuck that he's in this film. I don't even know how that happened.
But he is attached,
yeah,
and he's
I
not going anywhere. He's literally attached to the script.
I feel like we made a Faustian bargain with his agent. Is there a world where Pitt and Swift are super attached? Do you know what that means?
No.
So there's attached, which is like if we sell this movie and it goes and you have a availability, you'll
that's
be
an
in
if-come?
It. That's an if-come deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If-come, blind development.
Super attached would be a $50 million advance paid in kind.
Yeah. Points?
On the back end, yeah.
Not and on the front?
On the front. They're actually attached. So intertwined to one another.
So interstellared into this script.
That it's almost like they have to be in the movie regardless of what else they have going on.
Wow. So world tour over.
Correct.
That's right.
Because she's, again.
So attached.
Super attached.
Super attached.
Yeah. Is there anything there?
Faustian
or not? So we walk into the room, Swift, $50 million, already gone.
Yeah.
Super attached. Even if there's a fucking Super
Bowl. I feel like we hammered this out between us. We walk into the room, we say, Swift, Pitt, Lautner, suck on these nuts. How much do you want to give us?
And they'll be like, why Lautner?
Why not Lautner? Swift is super attached. It doesn't matter who else. No one else is playing second fiddle. Try to find. You think Tom Holland is going to play second fiddle to Taylor Swift?
No,
it's these egos for these Hollywood guys, right?
They all want to be like first billing.
Right, exactly. And you need to find somebody that hasn't had that opening hit in a little while, a la Lautner. Or you need to find that aging actor, a la Pitt, who is like, I'm willing to be the and Brad Pitt, you know, because it's going to be Taylor Swift, first Taylor
billing.
Lautner,
yeah.
First billing. But then you have then that special and.
Oh, at the end.
Brad Pitt.
Featurers with special guests.
With
featuring
special, right, with Brad and, Pitt. Like, yes. Comes third, but it is his own thing.
First, like, he's title card, just him. It's not like
I feel
Brad
like we're
Pitt
focusing and... so much on the title cards and the credits and the deals that we're. I'm a little lost because I still don't entirely know what happens in, like, Act Three.
Do you know
or what
like,
Burial
I can't,
wants?
What's that phrase? Like, I can't see the forest for the trees or from the trees.
Because I'm worried about Crafty at a certain point.
It's all
Pitt's
VO.
Pitt's arriving on set, but it is in an animated.
It's all VO, so it doesn't really
like,
matter.
I don't know why he's coming to set, but like he's showing up at set having not had.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned.
Are there trailers for VO, or you just walk into the booth?
That's what I. So we'll. I think maybe
I've never
we do,
done this level
we'll do
of
a
anything.
car service to pick him up and to drop him off, but then he arrives at the VO booth.
It doesn't make sense. Unless we do like a sort of Sonic style. Sonic is animated, but the characters are real.
Oh, real action. Yeah.
But I wonder if, like, Ben did Sonic, right?
Yeah.
Did he have Crafty?
Let's call him. And we have to get this hammered out.
Should we try calling him right now and ask if he had Crafty while recording Sonic? I'm curious if there was a spread.
Sure thing.
At the very least, if there was bread. And then once we have this hammered, that's the last page of the pitch deck.
All right, so I'm going to FaceTime him.
I wonder if he'll pick up.
Yeah.
He should, right? He's not available.
No, it's unavailable. Yeah, so
that was like
should I call again? Oh, actually, I can record a video.
And then he'll send one back.
Okay, so it's counting me in.
Okay. Oh, this is like a video.
Yeah. Hey, sorry. I know you rejected my FaceTime call. I was just calling because Amir had a question.
On Sonic, was there Crafty for the VO?
That's it. Just let us know.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll see if he responds. But that's...
I wanted to ask about being super attached.
1 second.
All right, we're back.
Yep.
We're in the same room, so I thought it would be fun to play Hot Hands.
Right.
That game where, like, you put your palms up, I put my hands on yours, and you try to slap me.
Yeah. Do you play the one at a time?
I think you can do... you can go, like, right hits right, left hits left. You don't have to go, like, across.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know, and you can also do a double.
Yeah. The double is what you want.
Exactly. The double is the key.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously this is better visually, but we'll try to narrate as well.
Okay.
But you can watch this episode and this Hot Hands little, You do the a lot of it is faking.
Yeah. Because and like what happens if you pull your hands away?
Yeah. That's fine, right?
The
as
rule
is you don't get slapped.
Yeah.
But then you're constantly just going like this.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're just trying to get somebody to not fake out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Am I going first or you
going
first?
Okay, you can go first. So Jake
let's rock, paper, scissors to see who goes on the bottom first.
Okay. So 3, 2, 1, shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, why don't we do the ones and twos thing to see if it's 3, 2, 1, shoot. Two, shoot.
Okay, great.
So I'll say number through four. So I'll go 3, 2, 1, and then say number 1 through 4, and you have to either put 0 or 1 finger up.
Huh?
You have to go 0 or 1 finger up.
Okay, I ready? Have to?
Yeah, and
okay.
Me. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, 4. Okay, so that's 2.
Huh?
And now you say 3, 2, 1, and the number 1 through 4.
3, 2, 1, 1.
Got it.
Wow, I don't even know how to play.
Okay, so now let's do rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Right, so now I don't know what the, like,
yeah,
which
rock,
one
paper,
was winning.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Right,
and
okay, okay.
And then winner will be the people who put their palm up.
Right.
Okay.
Rock paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, you beat me. Scissors beats paper.
Okay, so now I'm going to go on the bottom.
Okay. And that's the game.
You didn't even flinch.
Didn't flinch because I was going to let you slap me and say, all right, that was the game. But you didn't do that.
All right.
Okay. Round one.
Round one.
Hi.
Nice.
They hit me a double.
I smacked him double time. Come on, bring it back, coward. My nails are also really long. I'm scratching them under here. Come on, you're not even trying.
It's too fast.
See what I have now?
Jake got me another double.
I have dad reflexes. Meaning. So I'm really fast.
That's how you hit Gemma.
So scared. I hit him again.
I can't imagine right. A world where you're it just, goes, you, I am fast enough. Oh, I have to be able to whiff you.
Hit him again.
It's four.
All right. I don't know. Do you want me to just keep on
no,
going?
No, I got it. I got it. I got it. It's fine. You got me again.
Got him again.
Is it this easy? Oh, all right. God. Let me try to be on the bottom.
I'm skittish. He's getting me with the face.
How does anyone ever lose? I mean, it's just constant. There's
it's too easy to get me when I'm coming back.
Yeah, we have to make it almost easier. It's all about the coming back.
I have to remember. I'm trying to remember.
Not even moving now. He fucking gets off to this shit. All right, I guess let's keep going until somebody actually gets whiffed. Oh! Got one.
Yes,
all right, we're
nice.
Getting better. Now I'm the one who's going to slap Jake. Hoop.
Oh!
Okay, because you're hitting the mic. That looks more painful. One, two. Dad reflexes.
Dad reflexes.
Oh!
Dad reflexes.
I tried to go cross country. That was good.
Cool. It's fun.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's
that's
a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's more
fitness
of a fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah, like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Funny. All right, we're back.
Yo, yo.
Somebody, I asked on Reddit, anybody had segment ideas, the popular, most upvoted comment was begging for Altoids. But the second one was to talk about another College Humor oral history style story from our past.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've ever talked about the hottest college girl contest party.
Yeah.
In which one of the ladies we were throwing the party for went missing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had more of an insight into that whole situation.
For, I believe, it was either 2 or 3 years, I was in charge of the hottest college girl contest, at least from an editorial standpoint.
And that was like a March Madness style bracket tournament where people would literally vote on which person was hotter.
Yeah. So this was, we would solicit submissions. This was insane.
Saying it out loud.
Girls from all of the different colleges around the world or around the country would submit themselves, and then we would help them build their profiles with like all of these pictures, and then they would go head to head against other girls from other colleges in a March Madness bracket style tournament.
Down to a Final Four.
Down to a Final Four.
Final Two. Final. And then ultimately crowning the hottest college.
Yeah. And these, College Humor was a huge website. These were getting tens of thousands of votes. It wasn't like.
Probably more.
Yeah. So it was.
And it was sponsored.
It was sponsored in the last like year or two. I think before that it was just like a traffic driving thing. But then eventually it was sponsored by like probably Axe or Mike's Hard Lemonade or something like that.
I was going to say Axe for sure.
And then, at the end of this tournament, we would also have a party where all 64 of the college girls were.
64?
We invited all of them every year.
Wow. But you had to get there yourself.
Yeah. And we didn't put anybody up. We didn't. It was just like, you can come to the party if you want because you were in the contest. And,
which was like on a boat in the piers or something like that.
There was, I don't think that was the hottest college girl party. They were both. The ones that I remember were at like clubs
or hotel rooftops.
There was a hotel rooftop that one year.
Yeah.
And there. So the hottest college girl came.
Of course.
Everybody got absolutely trashed. And I think she was like getting in a cab to go to Brooklyn. And that was the end of the night. And then the next day, we got a call from her dad.
We got a call.
Yeah. I don't know who got in touch with who or how, but nobody knew where she was.
Yeah.
And I showed up late. I was insanely hungover.
It feels like everyone was just sort of like after a war laying around the office as though like we had just been wounded, but it was just hangovers.
Yeah. And it's not like we were necessarily responsible for... maybe we put her up at a hotel or something.
Right. Then it becomes getting like scary legalese. Like, who is responsible for getting this person to where they need to be?
You had her at a party and you just let her get in the cab. I think also like Brooklyn wasn't really that scary, but maybe it was like 2007. So it's like it could sound kind of like she just went to a random place in Brooklyn. Where did she go?
For someone from like Idaho, that might be a scary thing.
And I remember specifically that I had to go home to Connecticut that day because my little cousin was graduating high school.
I can't deal with this right now.
I can't miss my cousin's high school graduation.
I need to be there as her cousin. What if she walks down the fucking aisle and then she looks up and sees her whole family, but one of her cousins isn't there?
Do you remember anything about that day?
I remember it being kind of scary because we like were like, do we call the police and say like this 22-year-old is missing? Is that even a thing? Do 22-year-olds go missing? Or like once you're an adult, you're not missing.
Yeah,
you're just an adult.
Off the grid.
Like I can go camping and no one's going to say they're missing, right?
Yeah, I think her dad like had called the College Humor front desk. Now nobody could call a HeadGum front desk. You don't really have that.
Yeah, there was a receptionist.
There was a receptionist.
It might have
even
been
Murph. Called, didn't know where his daughter was.
Right.
And like, we're like, well, who's going to talk to him? Because
we're all 24 as well.
I help people crop their photos, sir. You should really talk to Streeter. He's the
editor in chief.
He's like, well, you should really talk to Jay Money. He's the sales guy that puts the contest on.
You should talk to the guy at Axe who gave us $250,000 to make this a contest for everybody.
Yeah. And I don't think she resurfaced. I think her phone had died or something. So it all turned out okay.
Yeah. And then we made that into an episode of the College Humor Show.
That's right. It was based on a true story.
Yeah.
Starring Ariana Maddox, who might have been in the contest or at the very least was one of the like cute college girls of the week, which was another segment of the site that I was in charge of.
I can't believe the craziest part is we're bringing that back to HeadGum.
Right. Cute college girl of the week.
Yeah. It's so crazy. It's podcasts, and then also the front page of HeadGum will feature the cute college girl of the week.
It is
until
funny
we get
how
sued.
Like perfect that worked out though for me and College Humor. Like because... can you imagine anyone else on editorial who would have been as horny as I was and good at it? Like if it had gone to
maybe
Jeff Rubin.
As good at it, but nowhere as horny. Yeah, like, there's no way.
Imagine Castles being in charge of it.
That wouldn't last a second.
No.
He's not horny enough.
No, he's not horny enough.
Did you hook up with any of the hottest college girls
Come
ever?
Come on. That's what? That's uncouth.
I'm curious.
It's uncouth. Let's not go there.
There were 64. Must have been 3-4 years. Of the 248.
Let's not. Let's
you,
not do
You
this.
Must have smooched at Let's least one
this.
Of them.
Let's not.
Holy shit.
I'd really hate to. I'd really hate to
I'm pulling it up right now. Show me what round she lost in.
That Because that's the big question.
Was she a, right? Was she a sweet 16?
Was she a 16 seed or no?
Did you have to seed them?
I don't think that. I think we did seed them.
Well, that yes. would be kind of extra fucked up, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, we determined the draw. I don't know if we did it based on like this girl's actually the hottest and this one's not. I think it was like because everyone was in charge of submitting their own pictures. So yeah. if somebody had like 16 pictures, they were well cropped. They were well lit. They're yeah. like, OK, well, this person's going to go further than like somebody who sent two grainy pictures or whatever.
And it's like, you know, flip phones back then. The yeah. photos were of varying degrees.
But I do think that we seeded them in some sense, for sure.
Yeah, to try to get the...
Behind the scenes.
And then did you also have to give them bios and like question and answer? Like, didn't you
yeah,
have
I think they
them,
had
like,
interviews.
Cute, clever answers to the questions or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I think we had them fill out questionnaires or interviews. I definitely chatted with all of them on AIM.
Really?
Yeah, dude. That's why I was so epic.
I had literally all of their AOL handles.
I had the screen names.
And you would just make little appointment Zoom dates before Zoom, maybe a Skype yeah. or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me help you fill out. What are 5 things you can't live without?
Yeah.
If you were yeah. stranded on a desert island.
The perfect job for a 21-year-old.
And yet still one of them went missing. Did any of
yeah,
them
that
become
wasn't on me.
Friends of ours or like graduate from there to like?
Yeah, Crocker, Jen Crocker.
Yeah.
Ariana, I don't know if she was a college girl or in the main contest, but mm-hmm. her, I think there's a couple of people that I'm like still in touch with that are from that contest actually. Yeah.
Jill, right?
Yeah, Jill.
Jill was a finalist.
That's right.
In 2006, I want to say. Mm-hmm.
Well, she went missing. Yeah.
That's how you met / found her.
Yes, we found each other.
All right, that's a good college humor story.
Yeah. If anybody else has any other things they want us to zero in on, they should let us know. Because I think that the oral history, if we can really fixate on one point,
yeah,
it's really good.
That way somebody can transcribe this and turn this into a book later.
Exactly.
Answer. All right, we're back.
Yep.
This is a game submitted to us by Trash Class Hero.
Love it.
They just said fake laugh until real laugh.
Mm-hmm. So we instituted a couple rules and regulations.
So I'm going to fake laugh until Jake laughs.
Okay.
He's going to try to last long.
Right.
And he who last laughs, laughs last.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you want to last... last.
I want to laugh last. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to try to not laugh, basically, yeah. as I laugh.
Okay.
And if you start laughing, that'll be your time.
Great.
And I'll try to last longer than that laugh last lasted. So I'm going
to
start a stopwatch.
Up. It's not going to work. Yeah.
What's that? Nothing. You're notoriously bad at this. You'll laugh very quickly.
Yeah. But I have dad reflexes now.
Correct. So I'm going to hit start and start laughing. And then you try not to laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1, start. All right, 45.87.
That was pretty good.
You lasted a lot longer than I thought.
Yeah.
Started to get a little lightheaded towards yeah. the end. Were you thinking of sad things or any strategies?
I was thinking of hot things.
That's really
it's a
cool.
different strategy.
I did notice yeah. you came a little bit.
Yeah.
So you did not laugh.
I'm fully erect. I am coming.
You had?
I only laugh because I laugh when I nut.
I only laugh because I laugh when I nut. All right. Score to beat is 45-87.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Go.
Wow. You laughed.
I didn't laugh.
What are you talking about? You did laugh. That's a laugh.
I was trying to hide it. I didn't break. All right, let's start over. Ready?
Yeah.
Go. You're screaming.
Are you gonna say you're not laughing?
All right, fine. But you cheat. That's not a laugh.
Yes, it is.
Me. All right, one more round, but you don't have. I won't have to laugh. I can make any noise.
Okay.
Kind of like treating you like a little baby.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see if I can beat 18 seconds. Ready?
Zing, zing.
Ooh, 24. Yeah.
I could have kept going. I just looked over and I knew that you didn't beat my time. The trick is to think of something really hot.
So that way when I'm making crazy noises, it only adds to the experience.
Exactly.
All right, let's see. You can laugh. You can do any noise you want. I'll try to beat 24-33. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Resetting and starting. Wow. Silence. You're laughing. This is...
Too.
I think we learned a lot.
All it takes is for me to crack myself up.
Because it's funny knowing you're thinking of hot things and then you break, much like a baby crying, wailing, screaming out of nothing.
Exactly.
Does it ever go from 0 to 60 like that with a 9-month-old? Like she's fine and then, or is it like a slow build-up?
It's a slow build-up. She's like, all right, I'm doing something that's pissing her off. She doesn't want to do this, but it has to happen.
Like, and then it like kind of like
we're
a
trying
tea
to
kettle.
give her like Motrin the other day because she's teething. So she's like, by the way, she's so dexterous. I had the little syringe. I bring it towards her mouth. She grabs it and then starts sucking on the other side. I'm like, whoa, all right.
Then she sticks it in your arm. You're like, I'm cool, man.
I was like, all right, you got me. I'm doing this again. Mm. And I knew to expect it. And I was coming in. And she did the exact same thing.
She blocked it.
Grabbed it, spun.
Took it in her mouth.
Like the Chris Tucker, Jackie Chan thing with the gun.
The gun.
It's like.
Squirted the motion at you.
So strong. So strong, fast. And she's like so deceptively fast because she's just like this. But then we'll just be like.
Who taught you how to administer liquid Motrin? And who taught her?
I don't know.
YouTube, maybe?
Yeah, YouTube.
It's a squirt into like the cheek so that they have to suck it down?
Yeah, maybe she read a book. I don't know. She just kind of seems to also intuitively know everything.
And does she ever like take the liquid medicine and just spit it out?
She spits out a lot of it, yeah. But I think that's why they have you give...
In a very specific dose.
You give probably more than they need.
Because they know that a lot of it will spill out.
Spill out, yeah.
I guess you can't give pills to kids. It's like not like a dog situation where you hide it in their mashed yams.
Yeah, no. Although, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. The syringe is definitely, it's more precise. Though she was faster than me. But yeah, she was like unhappy that it was happening. But I had to keep on going. Then like by the end of it, she's like just, you know, fully crying.
I wonder why adults don't do that. Like if I have to take a Tylenol, why do I have to take 2 pills? I can just grab a syringe and go.
You probably could. I think it'd be a lot less pleasant. That's why I put all of my medicine into Jello shots.
And then what do? You just put the pills in there and you...
Yeah. Take a Jello shot. A little tequila.
Yeah.
That's so you take your rheumatoid arthritis energy. Yeah, pills.
Exactly. All right. I think we learned a lot today.
Yeah.
We created a movie from scratch.
No problem.
Kind of the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
We played Hot Hands, and I think I won.
Definitely close.
We learned about the College Humor Hottest College Girl Party Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then we...
We guffawed.
We made each other laugh making silly noises.
Yeah.
Which is fun, too.
Really ran the gamut, the show.
It's different energy when we're in the room together. We can hit each other. We can yell at each other. We can scream, make each other laugh, and do stuff like that.
That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
You should move to New York.
Well, you're in L.A. now.
Yeah, but I'm going to get back.
You should move to L.A. and I'll move to New York.
I love that.
We could switch.
Yeah.
For more segment ideas, leave them in the comment section of this YouTube video.
Oh, great idea.
That way we can just read them right there, right then and there.
Yeah.
I mean, if Trash Class Hero can come up with one, certainly you can't do.
Come on.
And for more of us, you can watch us on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Yeah.
Getting through every Jake and Amir, rewatching them, sometimes writing some.
Mm-hmm. You just watch Fired. Excellent stuff.
It's a party.
Yeah.
And you're invited.
That's right.
And thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We'll be back next week. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.